Welcome to Rural Minnesota Radio, a collaboration between the Center for Rural Policy and Development and Minnesota State University Mankato. I'm Jim Gullickson. Joining me here in studio is Marnie Werner.
Good morning.
Good morning, Marnie. And by telephone today from the state capitol, Mark Phillips, Commissioner of the IRRB, the Iron Range Resources and Rehabilitation Board, also a board member of the Center for Rural Policy and Development. Welcome to the show, Mark.
Yeah, thank you.
Could you just for a minute give a brief sort of overview of what the IRRB is and why it exists?
Yes, we're an agency of the state of Minnesota. We're an executive branch agency, so I'm a commissioner and I'm appointed by the governor. But we have regional responsibility. We're about 13,000 square miles in northeastern Minnesota, and our funding is dedicated from production taxes created by the mining industry. And the production taxes are paid in lieu of local property taxes. So we don't get any general revenue from the state of Minnesota, so it's all regional and local dollars. And the agency was created to develop the remaining resources because mining is an extractive industry. So we try to diversify the economy and grow jobs and business development in northeastern Minnesota.
All right, that's a good synopsis. What are some of the things that are top of mind for you as it relates to the legislature this year?
Well, we had a legislative audit program evaluation a little more than a year ago where they looked back 10 years, and there hadn't been a program evaluation done at the agency since 1985. So they had about 7 recommendations, and one of them had to do with the governance of the board. And there were bills last session in the legislature, and some of the what people called the fix of the constitutional issues with our board were in a tax bill that never was signed. So we're tracking the legislation again this year. And what the fix is, most executive branch agencies, the commissioner has the ability to implement whatever policies are set. And in our case, the way the law was written, the board had the power to do that, and the commissioner didn't. So the fix is they're going to have it so that we are more of a typical executive branch agency like DEED or Department of Agriculture or whoever. So we're supporting this, obviously. And so I spend quite a bit of time here making sure that it is drafted properly and the committees that are hearing it get all the proper information they need.
So this was one of the findings of this audit. And will this make the IRRB more nimble and able to do things without sort of having to wait for board approval for everything?
Correct. Yeah, it'll make it a little more nimble, and it'll take away this kind of a shadow. Nobody has challenged it on its constitutional basis, but that would have been possible. And the auditor thought it would be better to clean this up. Now, they had about 6 other recommendations that were all more compliance, you know, the way we counted jobs and reported on that kind of thing. But this was probably the thing that drew the most press coverage, and it's something we'd really like to get cleaned up and get behind us.
Mark Phillips is the commissioner of the IRRB, the Iron Range Resources and Rehabilitation Board, also serves as a board member of the Center for Rural Policy and Development. And this has been Rural Minnesota Radio. We'll catch you next week.